Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, the different aspects of Ramadan. Now Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought a new chapter. He has brought a chapter called Babu Ma Yuqalu 'Inda Ru'yat al-Hilal, the chapter on the dua to recite when seeing the new moon. What dua should be recited at the time of seeing the new moon. One thing we learn from here is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that at every occasion he would be making dua. Every opportunity, every occasion, such a connection he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at every opportunity he would make dua. The changing of the times, when morning would come in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua. When the night would come in, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would make dua. Every change that came, he would make dua. For example, in the morning he would say, Asbahna wa asbaha al-mulku lillahi rabbil alameen. At night he would say, Amsayna wa amsal mulku lillahi rabbil alameen. Changing of time, the changing of dua. Wearing the clothes, there's a dua. Taking of the clothes, there's a change. Again, now dua. Wearing the shoes, there's a change. So you make dua. Taking out the shoes. So like that, or the adab of wearing the clothes, there's a dua. Taking out the clothes, there's a dua. Entering the masjid, it's a change now, so there's dua. Leaving the masjid, there's dua. So at every opportunity, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make dua. Such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even when the new fruit of the season was given, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take, now there's a change, new fruit has come in, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take that fruit out of so much of shukr and so much of appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would take that fruit, he'd place it over his eyes, place it over his lips, and he would make a dua. And just taking it, placing over the eyes and placing over the lips, it's like sincere appreciation. It's a sincere gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you give a beggar something, you see, they take the thing and they put it by the face to show that they really appreciate it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take the fruit like this and he place it by his eyes, place it by his lips, and then he would make dua when the new fruit of the season would come. Allahumma barik lana fi thamarina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us barakat in our fruits. Wa barik lana fi madinatina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us barakat in our city. Wa barik lana fi sa'ina. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us barakat in our units of measure. They would measure, saw is a volume, a measure to measure volume. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the measure also you give us barakat. Wa barik lana fi muddina. Mud is a smaller measure, that one that we've given. And we said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make wuzu out of that one mud, that is a mud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us barakat in this measure also, in this mud. Imagine what a beautiful dua. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after reading this dua, he would take, first he would read the dua, then he would take the fruit, place it by his eyes, place it by his lips, and then he would say this, that Allahumma kama araytana awwala, fa arina akhira. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how you have shown us the first fruits of the season, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show us the last fruits of the season also. Like how you have shown us the first fruits of the season, you show us also the last fruits of the season. So like that we learn Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every opportunity making dua. So therefore it is nice to learn these duas. It will help a person to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the sighting of the new moon has come. There's a dua also that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. An Talhat ibn Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu. An Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha ra'al hilal. Qala Allahumma ahillahu alayna. بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام ربي وربك الله هلال رشد وخير رواه الترمذي. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he would see the new moon, he would make this dua. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that caused this new moon to appear before us would peace, amn, would peace, safety, security, wal iman. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cause it to appear over us would iman. Such a beautiful dua. Everyone is looking for security today. Everyone is frightened. It doesn't matter which part of the world, whether it is financial security, whether it is physical security, whether it is mental security, whether it is spiritual type of security. Every one of us is looking for security. Everyone is looking for that peace. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow this moon to dawn over us, to appear over us with this peace, with security, and with iman. So person can have the security but no iman. What's the use of all the security when he's got no iman? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with this peace that you're allowing it, that mentally we're at ease, physically we're at ease, we're secure and we're at ease at all levels. And Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow it to appear over us with iman, with salamati wal islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow it to appear over us with safety and islam. Together with that peace we've got, now we've got iman and we've got the safety, that salam, that we are free from any type of harm from anybody. Salamat means the person is free from bodily harm, is free from sickness, is free from diseases, is free from harm, from every type of harm that can reach a person, whether it is mental, whether it is physical, whether it is his own sicknesses. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when this allow this moon to appear over us, and keeping us completely safe, while Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow it to appear over us whilst we are practicing our Islam. Here we explain the difference. Islam got to do with the outward actions, iman got to do with the inward dimension. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning made dua for the inward dimension, and here he's making dua for Islam as far as the outward dimension is concerned. And then ulama explained the next part. A person should actually address and talk to the moon. That Rabbi wa Rabbuka Allah. That O moon, my Allah and my Lord and your Lord is Allah. My Lord and your Lord is Allah. Why? Because there are certain people that worship the moon. So the taqaza at that time, the dictate at that time, is at that time you tell the moon also, that O moon, you and myself, both of us, our Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not worthy of being worshipped at all. We don't have any right to be worshipped. The person that deserves to be worshipped is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this dua. Rabbi wa rabbuka Allah, my Lord and your Lord is Allah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Hilal Rushdin wa Khairin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let this moon be one of guidance and goodness for us. Let this moon, in other words, this time that we experience when this month has come in, let it be a means of guidance and goodness for us. Such a comprehensive, beautiful dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make at the time of seeing the moon. A person should try and learn these duas. They're not very difficult duas. Or if a person hasn't learned these duas, then he should try and write it. So when he gets the opportunity of making these du'as, then he doesn't lose it. Very often it happens when people sight the moon of Eid, there's so much of excitement. So much of excitement, everyone is rushing to see the moon of Eid. But together with that excitement is a du'a that we can read, such a comprehensive du'a. It covers so many things, it covers our iman, it covers our safety, our security, it covers our salamati, it covers our Islam. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that allow this moon to be one of guidance and goodness for us in a sense, that allow this month of ours to go, next month or the month that we're seeing now, allow it to be one of guidance and goodness. So like this we learn these du'as, that together with that excitement and that happiness, we're seeing that new fruit also, we're seeing that new moon also, we're seeing these new occasions also, but together with that we are supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us all the tawfiq. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.